Try rational drowning. Some sales strategies rely on a relentlessly cheerful approach, but in many contexts this is counterproductive. In fact, it can pay to suggest that the issue is much harder than the potential customer believes. Sometimes this involves taking the mood down for a short while to emphasise the severity of the problem. This is followed by bringing the customer back up with your proposed solution. This is called rational drowning. Effective commercial teaching usually involves six main stages. 1. Warmer. Build credibility through empathy. 2. Reframing. Shock the customer with the unknown. 3. Rational drowning. Intensify the problem and then break it down. 4. Emotional impact. Make the problem human. 5. Value proposition. Introduce a new way, building confidence back up. And 6. Solution and implementation map. Describe in detail how to fix the problem with your product. Hypothesis-based selling involves leading with a hypothesis of the customer's needs, informed by experience and research. Bear in mind that having widespread support across an organisation is now vital to likely sales success. Going straight to the decision maker is unlikely to work. Interestingly, the sales experience contributes more to customer loyalty, 53%, than the brand, 19%, product and service delivery, 19%, and value to price ratio, 9%, all put together, so it really is worth getting it right. Smart strategy warning. Don't use rational drowning if the sales context is relatively simple. There's no need to frighten the horses if everything's pretty straightforward. Bear in mind that many companies think that things are more complicated than they truly need to be. Many potential customers have a high level of understanding already, so it pays to understand how sophisticated your audience is and pitch your sales strategy accordingly.